At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Welcome back. Wow, it's cold here. And the boy, I tell you what, Pete Najarian, you and I were texting earlier, and a lot has happened in the last hour and a half. Harbaugh is out, O'Connell's in, and the Vikings have a head coach, and it's not who you thought it was going to be when we got up this morning. Wow, you played Harbaugh, of course, going back to the college days that followed him closely. But welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Maxie, and I had no idea that that's how this was going to all play out. As a matter of fact, I was pretty convinced that Jim Harbaugh would be a pretty interesting fit for the Minnesota Vikings. So, and the fact that he was actually even interested, I don't know what happened in that interview, but I think something happened that must have changed his mind. I don't know what it was.
I'm not so sure it just was him changing his mind. From what I hear from the people that I talked to, it was pretty close to mutual that they couldn't get to a place where they wanted to go, and they were less than impressed with him, maybe, or what they thought he would bring to the table. I don't know if that means that he didn't prepare enough for the interview or if he just wanted too much control of the football operation. I think a lot of us probably speculated that he'd want a lot of control of the football coming in, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's who Jim Harbaugh is.
Yeah, you know that, right?
I think that's the way you've got to approach it. If you're going to go after somebody like Jim, you're going to know who you've got. And you and I think, know enough about Jim Harbaugh and obviously his career, which has been stellar. If you go back to his great success when he first started as a coach at San Diego, then Stanford, then the 49ers, and then he goes back to Michigan, we're talking about a guy who's been a winner just about everywhere he's been. He's turned programs around. Michigan had been flailing a little bit, and he came back in. Now, I know he struggled with Ohio State until this year, but other than that, he has delivered. So I think he's a guy who wants to have control for all the right reasons. I think you want to have control so you can be the person who can really change things. And, I'm looking at his recruiting class as well, where he's, ranked somewhere, I think, in the top 10. I think I saw maybe number 8.
Eight is what I saw, yeah.
Yeah, he's not, I don't think he'll be disappointed going back to Michigan under the circumstances, whether it was his decision or kind of a mutual decision that they just couldn't get along. But, when you look at his resume and you see that he's got a Super Bowl, he's got 3 NFC championships, I mean, you go through that and you look at a team that's winning 9 or 10 games every year in the college level at Michigan. And how about the one last thing, Maxie? I'm so impressed with Jim about this. When he had a poor year last year and he, struggled against Ohio State, he took a pay cut.
Yeah,
the guy
big
took
one.
A pay cut from from $8 million annually to $4 million annually. And then all he does is turn into a Michigan football team that goes all the way to the, you know, to the playoffs. So it's, you know, I think he would have been a very, very good fit for the Vikings, but maybe they didn't want to give up that much control.
Kevin O'Connell is a young, you know, up and coming, like a lot of them are. From the Los Angeles Rams, and we won't know a lot about him until he gets here, until you see what it is that he believes in, et cetera. And certainly last week's NFC Championship, Shanahan against McVay were two young coaches that got their chance and have made the most of it, done quite well in the NFL with it, LaFleur at Green Bay as well, and others. The one thing that he doesn't have here is a seasoned general manager to go with him, with Kwesi Adepo-Mensah. Certainly, he's not a rookie, but he hadn't been in the league long. What concerns you when you hear that, not just the head coach, but the combo?
Yeah, well, it means that the Vikings, I guess, are just really, truly rolling the dice. The ownership is obviously spoken, and then they said, here's what we want to do. We want to go in this direction, for right or wrong. I still think, Maxie, when we look at the team that we've got, now things can change. I mean, between free agency and drafts and everything else, I mean, obviously there could be a lot of changes within the Minnesota Vikings. But with who we know we have right now, as of right now, I guess they're willing to roll the dice and say, you know what, despite the fact that they're young and fairly inexperienced, really, they want to take a shot. And, you know, it is a lot different than Zimmer and you know, the coaching staff that they had, and Spielman, obviously, with all the experience that he had for so many years as well. So they really are trading something off. They are going very youthful, or at least experience-wise, pretty interestingly, very, very little, relatively speaking, to from where they were. It's a complete flip, and it's going to be interesting.
But, boy, it's a little scary not to have someone with some seasoning in there right now.
I totally agree with you. You know, I really don't know that that would be the direction. I could understand taking a shot with the general manager and say, you know what, we'll mix this up a little bit. We're going to go with a guy who's got a lot of different, very positive things that he can bring to the organization. But I think at that point, then you really want the right fit for the team and the leadership through the head coach. And I don't know this guy O'Connell well enough, but he certainly doesn't seem to have the same kind of resume as some of the other resumes that you and I were probably very well aware of, as far as the coaches that they were at least considering and talking to. And I think they really are. This is a gamble.
Pete, let me ask you a different note on that, though, because you're a businessman extraordinaire as well with your work in the marketplace and everything else. I don't want to say you de-incentivize ownership in the NFL, but certainly everybody wants to win. But there's a piece of me that goes, I'm not sure what the downside is of losing in the NFL as long as you're in the NFL, because I don't want to say they're the victim of their own success, but they're so successful. And as they bring gambling maybe into the forefront, these franchises are going to just keep on gaining value and gaining value astronomically. And God bless them for figuring out a way in capitalism to make this such a successful venue. But you know, there are no losers in the NFL is what I'm saying. If you're into ownership or anywhere there, you're a great big winner, and that's great for them. I sometimes wonder a little bit if it's good for the fans.
Yeah, no, I understand exactly where you're going, Maxie. I totally agree with you, and it is, you know, it is an amazing sport that has really, for whatever reason, and for me, it is my favorite, but, you know, for whatever reason, it is a fan favorite. It truly is. And you can see it with the numbers. You can see it with all of the different maneuvering around and how well these teams have done. And you know, they bring the lower end up all the time. And, you know, I think the interesting thing is going to be, what is going to be the actual final numbers for, like, the Denver Broncos? You know, you wonder what some of these numbers really do look like.
They're for sale. People aren't aware of it. They're through the trust, the Pat Bowlen Trust, and, you know, they're talking about multiple billions right now.
Oh, yeah. And when you say multiple, I don't know what the number will end up being, but I would venture a guess that it would be well over the threes, and I think maybe closer to four or five.
How do you put together a group to buy that?
Yeah, yeah. Although we have a guy like David Tepper, who's in my world, in the financial world, who when he went out and grabbed the Carolina Panthers, that was all David Tepper.
He wrote the check, right?
Yeah, there are some individuals out there, especially in this world that we live in now, Maxie, where we've got the crypto trade and the Bitcoin and all these different things that have created a lot of different billionaires out there. You're always looking for something else, and you want to prove to everybody that you can do something somewhere else. And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing, especially with the NFL. And as long as they continue to have that growth and the impressive dollars that are coming in from the ads and from the television and everything that's part of the NFL, which is so well run, I think these teams are going to continue to have a value that just starts to move to the upside. I don't see, and it's a dangerous thing to say, but I don't see what's blocking them right now from that. And it's going to be interesting. There are leagues that keep on wanting to pop up, like the USFL and the XFL and those, and the spring leagues. But the problem is, Maxie, that, you know, there are only so many elite players that really are at that level. And I think that that draws the television, the eyes for TV. And I am so impressed with what the NFL has been able to do, and they continue to do it.
So Pete, if you know, and I think the other thing is, you know, they've survived about three major things. Number one, the pandemic. The football has survived that. Number two, concussions to an extent. I mean, I don't know that you're ever over that hump, because, you know, head injuries are head injuries, but certainly they've taken a lot of safety precautions, and they've at least changed the narrative a little bit. Number three, taking care of their veterans, because, you know, side by side with that is making sure there's money for the guys that played the game, and at least perception-wise, it looks like they're making an effort to, which is, you know, what matters to the public probably the most, more so than maybe some of the real dollars sometimes. But that being said, would this be even if you couldn't be the majority owner, would as somebody that studies stocks, would being a part of an NFL team be a great investment right now?
I think 100%. And you know, you and I have talked about this, and all joking aside, that would be the ultimate goal for somebody like myself, who's always, you know, wanted to be a part of something like that. And yes, I the way I analyze it and what we see, they have done. And you're so right, Maxie, because they've taken the steps, and they are very important steps. And then the CTE and all of the different things that go along with that whole thing. I think the NFL has stepped up, and they've actually finally, it took them a while, but when they finally admitted, hey, look, you know what, we see what you're doing, and we need to help these players, and then physically too, not just mentally, but the physical side of it as well. There's been a lot of things that they weren't doing a great job with that, I'd say, about 10 years ago or so.
Yeah.
But in the last 10 years, they have really stepped up, and I think the NFL finally realized they better step up, or they're going to find themselves probably collapsing. And I think that was at least the timing of what they did and how they executed along those lines. I think that was a very, very critical time for the NFL, and I think they've moved far enough forward that I think that they're in a safer place for sure than they were at least, call it a decade ago.
But the other part of it, Pete, you know, you look at just what the Wolves have done here skillfully since they bought the team from Red McCombs, but they got the stadium built. And who knows what multiples that adds to the value of your team. And then if you go out to Eagan right now, I mean, you just can't believe it. Every time I drive out there, there's a new something going up. Office building with a Caribou Coffee and a chiropractic practice right next to the stadium. The Omni Hotel that they built out there with a couple of partners right next to the stadium. And on and on and on. So it's not just the value of the franchise. If you're
right,
smart and shrewd, I mean, obviously you have to know what you're doing. But there are opportunities so ancillary and so valuable beyond that for a skilled owner, right?
Oh, absolutely, and you're so right. And then that's what makes, you know, you look at the Dallas Cowboys, and you look at what Jerry Jones has accomplished since that buy. And I always go back to this, Maxie, but it's funny how critical people were when he paid a little over $100 million for the franchise.
They couldn't believe it, could they?
And you look at it now, and when you include the stadium, which you have to include because that's all a part of it as far as ownership, and like you said, the Vikings took a great page from the Dallas Cowboys. They analyzed that. They analyzed the stadium. They analyzed all the stadiums that were either in.
Nope. Did we just lose Pete, Charlie?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay. Yeah, if you can get him back, great. We'll finish that thought. Give him a call again. Let me know if he's on the line. What he was saying was, and quite frankly, Red McCombs made a killing on it. And Red McCombs paid $300 million or whatever, and everybody said, you're crazy. Wow, how are you ever going to make that back? And you're going to have to get a stadium to make that back. He never got a stadium, but he still made a ton of money on it. And Roger Hedrick's group that sold to him made huge money on it. The 10 partners that were involved in it made huge money out there on the Vikings when they sold the Red McCombs. You know, Roger put together his own group, but McCombs ended up winning the bidding war. And it was huge. And then you say, well, it can't get any bigger than that. And then in come the Wolves, and they buy from McCombs. And you go, wow, man, that's pretty risky. They got to try to get a stadium built. Maybe they can do some real estate. And now, I mean, they're printing money out there. The amount of money that's involved in the NFL right now is just huge. And Pete joins us again. He's back. To your point, we've seen everybody we think overpay for franchises. And every one of them comes out. You know, Glenn Taylor is going to sell this thing. And, you know, as long as Alex Rodriguez and they come through, that's going to be huge. And what he paid for versus. And so this whole pro sports thing is just, you know, give us some context as to how pro sports compares to other stocks that you look at.
Well, you know, it's very similar, to be honest with you, because you're looking at, in this case, the ownership, which is essentially like your CEO, and then you want to look at what's below that and who sits in those C-suites, and you look at head coaching, and you look at coaching, and you look at the talent that's on the field. But outside of all of that, like you were mentioning, Maxie, there's a lot more that goes into a franchise. Then you look at stadiums. Is the stadium newer, or do we need to do something? Is our practice facility up and comparable to everybody else? Do we do everything within the cities that we are in to take advantage of everything we can because we are that team, that professional football team? And it is amazing how that can just develop into something that is unbelievable and has an incredible value. And you know, the one thing that's been amazing to me over time has been that the television audience has continued to be with the NFL. You really don't see too many lulls. We've seen it a little bit here and there. But overall, we have not seen too many pullbacks as far as watching. But nowadays, if you look and you look at some of the top ratings every single week or month or whatever you want to go through, you'll see NFL, you'll see sports somewhere in that top group and take over almost everything.
Everything. The NFL, you know, the Vikings 10, preseason 20. Games will be higher than just about anything that's offered the rest of the year from anybody. I mean, it's that big, you know?
Yeah.
I'll do, because this is the game I play, obviously, in television ratings as well. But to give it perspective, you just can't believe how many people watch the Vikings on a Sunday versus everything else that we offer for programming, you know, and it's astronomical. Well, Pete, we're going to let you get back to the warm weather, but you and I will do it again on Sunday. And amongst our guests will be
Looking
Bernie Kukar, who refereed the first Super Bowl Tom Brady played in, and they had a very controversial call in that game. We'll talk about that, but what it was like to work with Brady, and Mike Rawless, somebody that you know pretty well that's in the ring, think a sport that you appreciate quite a bit, the WWE.
Yep, love it. I'm looking forward to it, Maxie. It's going to be great. It's always fun, and I think this one looks as good, if not better, than the ones previous, so I'm excited.
Thank you so much, Pete. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Maxie. Take care.
Yep, Pete Najarian giving his take on the Minnesota Vikings and the moves that have transpired in the last couple hours. That just, I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up, can you?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.